As Governor Phil Scott slowly reopens Vermont's economy, downtowns and businesses are desperately trying to encourage people to come back out. Many Vermont communities, including Brattleboro, are taking away some downtown parking spaces so restaurants can extend their outdoor seating. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
Come back towards you. Stop.
When you're asked to turn an ugly 4,000-pound concrete barrier into a work of art, you'll need some tools to get the job done. Andrea Wasserman is a Vermont artist who specializes in public art, and she's on Main Street in Brattleboro drilling holes and pounding iron rods into the concrete. Wasserman and her partner are installing colored fabric for the town's new parklets, which are pop-up areas in designated parking spaces restaurants can use to set up tables.
You know, we just hope that it uplifts the streetscape, really. You know, it just gives a little more life to your people coming back on the street and enjoying life and having some kind of social component to their life. So,
the project is just one of the ways Brattleboro is attempting to change the way it does business as the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic linger. Stephanie Bonin is director of the Downtown Brattleboro Alliance, a nonprofit that works with businesses and property owners. The group is also supporting a project to install public hand sanitizing stations. The stations are designed by local artists, and they include a recording of a local musician singing for 20 seconds. That's the amount of time you're supposed to take to properly disinfect your hands.
I mean, what this pandemic has done is it's forced us to be innovative. Even though we're all exhausted and drained with stress and anxiety, we are also being asked to be creative and resilient. And all of that takes every bit of energy we can muster. And I think that the community is doing an incredible job of mustering that energy.
Bonin is waiting for the state to release the federal COVID-19 money so she can hire additional musicians and artists for the two projects. Town manager Peter Elwell said the town used about $30,000 from a revolving loan fund to purchase and install the concrete barriers for the restaurants.
It's nice to bring some activity out into the street in any occasion, and it's especially important with COVID because of the hazards of indoor dining and other indoor activities. So the two things really just sort of fit together naturally to look at using this space in a way that would, you know, bring some life into that part of downtown, bring some recovery to the businesses, and I think we all need that. Our economy needs it for sure, and I think emotionally too for the community in these warm weather months, it'll be nice to have places where people can safely gather downtown.
A national report recently found that 20% of the restaurants could close due to the pandemic. And so Brattleboro is not the only town closing streets to help restaurant owners weather the crisis. Rutland and Burlington have both taken similar steps. But even with the help, restaurant owners still have a lot to think about. In an industry with an already slim margin, they now have to protect their workers and customers. Jason Lively owns Duo, a restaurant on Main Street in Brattleboro that will take over one of the new parklets.
If I were just in the wearing the hat 100% of business owner, then yeah, I want the doors open, I want the place full, I want, you know, wine and beer pouring and food being served. But as a person who has a family and, you know, kids at home and a mom and sister and nieces and nephews and friends in the community, I also really worry about what health and safety looks like. You know, I feel like I land somewhere in the middle of, you know, wanting my business to thrive but not wanting to die doing it.
Lively says his curbside pickup has been surprisingly busy, but just how many people are willing to come back out to eat, inside or out, remains to be seen. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.